Lawyers for Australian filmmaker James Ricketson are now putting their hopes in a royal pardon after the 69-year-old was found guilty today of espionage. The court ruled he had used his documentary projects and humanitarian work as a cover while collecting information that could jeopardise Cambodia's national security. He's been sentenced to 6 years in a Cambodian prison. James Ricketson's family is calling on the Australian government to do more to secure his release. Manu Bobo reports.
Leaving the courthouse after being found guilty of espionage, Australian filmmaker James Ricketson was perplexed by the verdict. Earlier this week, he was hopeful of being freed.
I'm hoping that the judges will discover the truth and set me free today, yes.
James Ricketson was arrested in June last year after flying a drone over a political rally. He was charged with being a foreign agent, but the prosecution failed to name the country he was supposedly working for. He's been detained in Prayser Prison for the past 14 months. James Ricketson's family is also in disbelief. His nephew, Bim Ricketson, was surrounded by relatives as he spoke to reporters in Sydney.
We are devastated to hear the result today. 6 years for espionage. This is for a member of our family who is a member of the Cambodian community because he loves Cambodia, he loves Cambodian people. He goes there regularly, has done for 22 years, capturing the lives of the poor people there and helping them. And so for that to be interpreted somehow as espionage is completely mad.
Peter Ricketson is James Ricketson's elder brother. Speaking to PM from his home in Wollongong, he says he's shocked by the verdict and deeply worried, given his brother has been suffering a number of health issues.
We also fully understand that James himself must be absolutely devastated by the verdict. He's 69 years old, he's not in good health. He must be emotionally distressed, and what we're most concerned about is that he won't survive that number of years in a crowded prison cell in Phnom Penh.
James Ricketson has been a regular visitor to Cambodia for more than 20 years and has produced documentaries and blogs, giving a voice to some of the nation's most desperate people. He has also been a staunch critic of the government of Prime Minister Hun Sen, who has ruled the country for more than 30 years. Phil Robertson is the Deputy Director of the Asian Division of Human Rights Watch.
This trial really exposed everything that's wrong with the Cambodian judicial system. You start with a ridiculously excessive charge like espionage, and then you have prosecutors that bring little or no evidence into the court, but it doesn't really matter because the judges are already carrying out political orders from the government. You know, the ruling is going to be based on that political order rather than whatever happens in court.
He says the conviction was necessary to appease the Hun Sen government.
Unfortunately, Australia has played along with this. You know, this sort of softly, quietly, behind doors approach that the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade love to pursue doesn't work when you're dealing with a bully like Hun Sen.
Bim Ricketson is calling on the federal government to exert pressure on Cambodia and help to bring his uncle home.
We're really looking for a lot more support moving forward from the new Australian government. We know that they have their attention on this, and we know that they are working on it, but now really is the time for a lot of support to be shown and as much pressure as possible to be brought to it to find some kind of way out of this.
But speaking from Jakarta, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, failed to speak out against the decision.
It's best, I think, to deal with these things calmly and directly and in a way that best assists a citizen.
James Ricketson has 30 days to launch an appeal. His lawyer, Sam Ong Kong, will encourage his client to seek a royal pardon because the process is much quicker than an appeal.
I think for the best interest for him, he should be out of jail. So the royal pardon is the fastest way to get him out if it is succeed.
In any case, the lawyer is confident James Ricketson would win an appeal because the prosecution offered so little evidence to support the conviction.
Manu Bobo reporting.